Former football player Jeff Hoffman coming up clutch at the plate for the Phillies in the 2-1 victory, walk-off style in 10 innings against the Colorado Rockies. And yes, welcome to Philadelphia Sports, where you can win and we can still be mad. Yay! So great. So great. When they win and I'm still yelling and still very, 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 very mad at the way this offense does things, because that game should not have been needed to have to be a walk-off or needed Jeff Hoffman to make that amazing play in the ninth inning. I don't know if it was an amazing play. Really, there's a debate if it was an out or safe. I think he was, which he was called out, but I do think he was out. The ball got there from JT. What a play by JT to flip it back to Hoffman, who caught it on the run. It was a great play all around. And when they get that ball flipped back, and Hoffman, I think the foot of Freeland bopped up into the air. And because of it going into the air, it then was not able to be down on the plate when the ball got there, and Hoffman would have tagged him on the head area, tag him out, and that was the end of it. And it was a tough play. Now, I know your bench is like injured or sore or whatnot. Like Cave's back at the hospital, sick. Bryant is injured, but still something. The other guy was scratched. So you haven't used a single bench player yet, but you went to your opening day starter as your number one option. Out of all four bench guys, none of them were healthy enough to go out on the field to pinch run. A little strange for the Rockies. I'm not complaining, but that was just, if you're a Rockies fan, you're sitting there like, what are we doing again? Like, what's happening? What's happening here? It's a little strange if you're a Rockies fan, but Philly's offense was just not alive again. Harper got the RBI single off of a Turner double in the third inning. Turner was 1-for-4. He's just under 300 right now. Harper, 1-for-3, 197 average. Realmuto, 1-for-4. Marsh, Castellanos, Merrifield, and Rojas all 0-for today. Bryson Stott got two hits. I think it was an infield dribbler, and then a ball that hit almost straight up into the air, and it came down. It was off the top of the bat, and it came down right over the guy's head for a base hit to left field for Bryson Stott. So that's a good sign for Stottie. Merrifield did get down a bunt in the 10th inning, which was a good which was executed very well. Moves the runner over, gets it into easy positioning for the Pache single in the next inning after the ground out by Alec Bohm. And then not a great managerial decision to have Pache be batting there, because you took Schwarber out. You need the pinch runner, which you managed. You didn't score with the pinch runner in the game. You brought him in a little bit late. As Topper said after the game, that it was the middle of the at-bat, so I wouldn't have sent him out there. But I would have sent him out there whenever, because if they're going to take the pitcher out, you need to have – if you're going to have Schwarber pinch run, or I mean Pache pinch run, then Pache needs to be out there at second from the time Schwarber gets to second base. That needs to be what's going on. But that wasn't it. So luckily it didn't harm them today. There was a chance it could have, but it did not. And Pache came through with the right field base hit, and it scored Stott from third base. Nola was outstanding today. 7.1 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run with a home run, a walk, 9 strikeouts, 99 pitches. Really good for him. Alvarado got 2 outs on 2 pitches in the end up the seventh. Hoffman walked a guy but struck out one, and Dominguez had a clean inning, 12 pitches, no runs scored, but still Dominguez is one of the guys I don't exactly trust as much as I do other guys, but they have at least a better chance at when you're bringing him in. It's a little dangerous situation to bring him in the 10th inning, I think, is when they brought him in. Yeah, in the 10th, and kind of terrifying there. I think you used Alvarado in the right spot, but you didn't send him back out for the next inning. Hoffman made that amazing play in the ninth to keep the runs where they were. Almost a sellout down at the ballpark today, 35,496. Tomorrow's game, I will be down at the ballpark, so it'll be another podcast without intro or outro music. The 4 and now 13 Rockies will play the Phillies that are now above 500, a 69.8% chance to win the game for the Philadelphia Phillies. Austin Gomber, or A. Gomber, will go for the Rockies. He's 0-0 with a 4.91 ERA. Ranger Suarez will go for the Phillies. He's 2-0 with a 2.65 ERA in 17 innings. I will see you after the ball game in the car ride home, hopefully from a win at BOGO Night. Have a great night, everybody.